13. Shall we all rise on our feet as we read God's word together? Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13. Media, please. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Takelele memeta jeta webe unduwa. Takelele memeta jeta webe unduwa. This is my confession, Father, at this moment, that I lay my feeble hands in yours for strength. One thing I know about you, when you send one on errand, you go with him. Even on this errand, I ask that you will go with me. Cause me to decrease and you will increase. Speak expressly in the language your people will understand. And cause this message not to stand against anyone, but that it will work for our salvation. That ultimately, when that great day will come, we will stand before you exonerated and receive the reward that you have prepared for us. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You may have your seats. I want to share with us this morning on what I call the implications of being unprepared. The implications of being unprepared. There is a cliche that came in form of a riddle in our secondary school days. And the riddle is, we'll be asked to make a sentence with P. Use P to make a sentence, and the sentence should contain at least 5 words, and we will gladly and spontaneously respond. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And you'll be applauded that you got the answer. But beyond that riddle, there are elements of truth in that assertion. The quality of your preparation will determine the level of your success. In mathematical terms, your success is directly proportional to your preparation. The motto of the Boy Scout is "Be ye prepared." Someone has said somewhere that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. The rhetorical question that is before us this morning, just like the chorister sang, how prepared are you? Today, the message that is the in thing, that is ready, that is in vogue, is you will make it. You will prosper. Before the end of this year, 24 persons are going to buy their own car. You will hear a thunderous amen in the house. So what? You will leave from being a landlord. You will become a tenant. From being a tenant, you become a landlord before the end of this. The amen will be loud. All of these are good. After all, while I was being interviewed, on the day I came for interview, I remember Mommy Osakwe asking me, "Do you believe in prosperity?" I say, "Yes, ma. I believe in it." But not prosperity at the expense of your salvation. Jesus queried, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul?" Luke chapter 17, verse 27. Media, help me. Luke chapter 17, verse 27. Watch, therefore. Okay. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. The basis for that destruction was because they were not prepared. Matthew 24, verse 38. Matthew 24, verse 38. "For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark." If you remember that story, when Noah was announced, "Repent! Soon, not long from now, there's going to be a flood. The entire world will be consumed." While he was announcing, they will be laughing at him. "Stupid man, don't they come again? You don't get sense. God is too merciful to destroy the world. God cannot be that wicked. He loves his creation. He will preserve everyone. You are wasting your time. Is it really possible for water to destroy the entire world?" All the permutation failed eventually when that day came and the flood came and ravaged them. How prepared are you? I want to apologize we shall be doing some singing in Urobo in the course of this ministration. I beg for your pardon, because there are inherent messages that the Lord wants me to have me drive home in the course of this ministration. I will do my best to interpret every of those songs. The song says, let us be prepared for Jesus, for no man knows when he will come, whether in the morning or in the evening or even at midnight, but that he's coming one day to reward every man according to his work. The one who is righteous, let him continue to be righteous. The one who is filthy, the one who is unrighteous, let him continue to be unrighteous. But the Lord says, I am coming soon. My reward is in my hand to pay every man according to his works. What reward are you expecting from the Lord? We sing it one more time. What reward are you expecting? How prepared am I? How prepared are you for the coming of the Lord? What does this preparation imply? Number one, it implies washing our robes clean. Whenever people want to do marriage, especially those who are affluent, they will sew a uniform for all the people that will be in the train. What do they call it? Ashwebi. It's better train, but the clothes, the uniform cloth, is called what? Now, when those who are in the bridal train are singing in, if there be anyone who is not on that same costume, how does that person look among the people? He looks hard. Ladies and gentlemen, so many people will look odd on that day because they do not have the bridal robe. And this robe is not just robe, it must be the robe that is most clean, unruffled, unstained, untainted. What is it that will taint this robe? It is sin, S-I-N. It is uncleanness. It is evil. Things that will not glorify God that you put your hand into. That's why the Bible emphasizes the need for us to get our robes white, fully prepared for the coming of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will help us, that every one of us will be able to wash our robes clean enough to have access to that throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two thing you need to get yourself ready, get yourself prepared, is what I call divine credentials. Divine credentials. Nobody, even if you are the son of the vice chancellor, will want to come to Delsu to teach that will not be required of your credentials. Is that not true? Even when Okowa appointed the daughter as a special advisor, she has to submit credentials. Credential is sacrosanct. What are the credentials we need to have access to this kingdom of God? It is how committed you are to his works here on earth. What are the credentials? It is your faithful service to God. While we're growing up, I don't know whether they still have it. There's one medicine they call Sunday medicine. We have a lot of Sunday medicine in the house. When we see you on Sunday in church, the next time we are going to see you again is when? Next Sunday. Midweek service, women's wing, men's, now we don't close that one. We don't close that one. We're supposed to meet on Tuesday. How many men were here? And we are the father of our own. Here is the example. Here is the example. Youth fellowship. Faithful. Faithful brethren? What is it? Pastor, what are you? Eminence. How eminent they are, I don't even know. The eminence that is in them. We have announced today they will meet today by 4 o'clock. Let's come here and see how many eminent will be eminent by 4 o'clock here today. Midweek service, where you ought to come and learn. The Bible says the Berean Christians, they are more honorable because when they come, they learn, they come home and examine what they've been taught. Sunday medicine. Is that the credential you will present before the Lord? So many of us here, when people don't come to our program, our party, our invitations, we are angry. And yet, you don't go to people's home. But we say, we want to go and do naming ceremony today. How many of us were there in Pastor Robinson's place on Friday? But if people don't come to your home, you become angry. Say, they abandon me. They don't care for people for our Savior's chapel. Is the evidence of your commitment to God. Before God could stand, could cause Satan to question and ask him, have you considered my servant Job? It was the antecedent of Job. God had something to be proud of in the life of Job. And what was it? He was righteous. He was faithfully committed to God. How committed are you to God? A life that is committed to God, that is what the preparedness implies. How committed are you? Gone are the days when you will visit someone and you go to his house or her house and you saw the person sat with the family and they are reading Bible. When last did you call your family together and say, today we want to do family Bible study?
It is African Magic.
Or Telemundo.
Which one will be the other one?
The Z World. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, and books were open, and books were open. What do you think was written in those books? Geography, GST, psychology, philosophy. No! It is our works here on earth.
Maybe we'll,
Alex.
Maybe we'll have seen.
What are the credentials we are carrying? It is expected for everyone that will be involved in this bridal banquet that they must have invitation. God has given every one of us invitation cards. What you use that invitation card for will determine where you will be. I remember going to the Thanksgiving, state Thanksgiving, that was organized by the governor of Delta State. And when we got to camp secretary, we called him and said, for you to have access to event center in Asaba, you need the invitation card. Some of us trivialized the importance of the invitation card. And when we eventually got to the gates, those who were not carrying their invitation card, they were turned back. It doesn't matter how clean your, how big your abada was. Once you get to the gates, the security personnel will ask, where is your card? Once you show them, where is your card? And they tell me, say, like, I came all the way from what? Where is your card? Your card becomes your pass that will grant you the access to enter into his presence. Where is your help me ask the person here, where is your card? My time is running. I need to be fast. Four things I will submit and I will be done with this message. The implications of being unprepared. If you are not prepared, what will be the outcome or what will be the result? What will be the implication? Four things and I'll be true. Number one, there is a palpable tendency of missing the bridal banquet. If you are not prepared, you will miss the bridal banquet. In the passage we read, Matthew chapter 25, beginning from verse 1 to 13. So it's a familiar story. We've read it time and over again. Here was a marriage ceremony that was to take place. And persons were invited. Usually, marriage in the context of the Jews then was not just something every Dick and Harry will attend. There are people that have been so invited. And it is a privilege to dine with the bride and the groom on that day of the banquet. Brought to my remembrance the day Governor Odwara was sworn in as the governor of Delta State many years ago. Few of us Baptist pastors were specially invited because he was a Baptist. We went to meet with him after the swearing. We were invited, asked to come to the governor's lodge in Asaba. That was my first day of entry. 1, 2, 3 gates before you finally get to the governor's lodge. I entered that day. 7 of us, the deputy governor, Professor Twama, the chief judge of Delta State, and who again? I think one other prominent politician.
and then the seven of us Baptist pastors. For the first time, I was privileged to sit on the same table with to eat with the God that was excited that they said my life don't arrive. They gave me one heavy spoon. Say that is called golden spoon. That was my friend. But you carry the spoon, it be like saying a stone you carry. They put the, what do they call that? The coat of arms of Nigeria was crested on the spoon. And we're eating that, I say, oh, what a wonderful banquet. But beyond the euphoria of banqueting with the governor, this is a banquet that is higher than that. Banquet with the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. If you are not prepared, you will miss that banquet. It doesn't matter the level of your churchianism. It doesn't matter if you were born in church. The fire of the bride and bridegroom, that I mean the bride, that train or whatever they call it, that were invited. Fire of them! The Bible said they were foolish. Why were they foolish? Because they were not prepared. I may be. Are you in a right soon? Okay, well, this one. They will not be bad. They wore their gown quite alright. They went there, said no matter what, before 8:30 the bride will arrive. There was hold up. Possibly they were passing through the Ikorodu Road in Lagos. Everywhere was blocked. They waited and waited. Rather than the bride arriving early, it came midnight. And by the time the bride came, their oil was going off. Their light lamp was going off because the oil was all done. They miss it. I pray you will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. But you have to be prepared in order for you not to miss. They entered. They carried lamp quite alright. They put on the garments quite alright. But they didn't carry additional oil, because additional oil was part of the preparation that we launched there into the banquet. And they were begging, oh boy, give me small. It's a lie. My own and my own. Honor me. Honor me. Honor me. Bro, your son will not, you cannot share part of your salvation to your son that day. Now, as you love mommy rich and alive, you can't share part of it. Everyone has to run on his own lane. Give me small eyes and I'll lie, you. They're not a share. Life now per head. Somebody say per head. I didn't hear you say it well. So, my righteousness, if indeed I have one, will not speak for my son on that day. That's why we must, at this side of the divide, prepare him for that rapture. Now that we are still here, I will run. Number two, implication of missing or being unprepared. Is there the palpable tendency of being locked out? Not only can you miss the bride, banquet, you might be locked out. When they requested from oil, for oil from others, and they told them, oh God, they're not the sharer. They're the sharer for there. Go front of Campus One. And just opposite Campus One, people they serve for there. It's the filling station. They go there and buy. And they hurry down. So okay, let's agile. And they hurry down to buy. Before they came, the door is locked. And the door will be locked against many people on that day. Because they were not prepared. They came and we're knocking. Oga, we have come. We have our invitation card. We have the robe, the ashwabi. We have the ashwabi. But they were told it is too late. God forbid that you will be told it's too late. Note that the invitation that the Lord has extended to us is time
Now that we are still here, is when we should get ourselves prepared. I wish I can sing this song in English. I would have been so glad. So all of you can catch up with me. In the night, we are on our own. Job and shouting is the best time for you to get yourself prepared, because the day is coming when we shall stand before Him to give account of our stewardship. That time there will be no time again. Again, that's my prayer for you this morning, that you will not miss the time in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The implication number three of being unprepared is that there is a palpable tendency of wasting a privilege. Do you know that the card that was printed and given to the five that were foolish was wasted? Was it not wasted? That invitation was wasted. Was it not wasted? The food that was prepared for those five, who will eat them? It became jarrah to those who were the other five that were privileged to enter. All that the Lord has labored for to buy our pardon will be wasted if we trivialize the privilege of salvation that He has given to us. That's why Paul will say, how can we play, put it in my own word, how can we play with such an important privilege and opportunity that the Lord Himself has given to us? By calling us to salvation. How prepared are you? They wasted that privilege. They shouted and shouted at the door. There was no response. They were turned back. They missed that privilege. I begin to imagine how they would feel while they were going home. When people see them on the way going, say, ah, now don't come from the marriage. Allow. We don't get opportunity, we don't fit enter. We did not know what happened there. They wasted the privilege, left their home, left everything, and yet did not have opportunity to partake and participate on the wedding that they were invited to. I pray it will never be so for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lastly, amen. Number four implication of being unprepared is that there is a palpable tendency of missing your reward. Jesus said, "Lo, I am coming soon. My reward is in my hand to pay every man according to his work." If you are doing good, there is reward for you. You are doing evil, there is reward for you. But I recommend that you do good. I recommend that you pursue righteousness. I recommend that you key into holiness. I recommend that you key into commitment. Let God see you as a committed child of His, so that you can get the blessings thereof. Many a time we think those who come for midweek service, come for women's week, come for men's fellowship, come for this, come for, they are stupid people. They are not. Heaven is taking record of every of our activities. Whatever we do here, heaven is taking record. We have a song we used to sing. Oh, blue, oh, eh, oh, blue, we will be look again. The work you are doing for the Lord
is saved is not lost.
Records are being taken.
None of us who are in men's fellowship and yet will not see you in men's fellowship. You are inside your house watching television, or you are seated in your heaven is taking record. Women's meeting, come and pay your due. You don't pay. Heaven is taking record. You fresh, I'm too busy. Heaven is taking record. I don't get chance. Heaven is taking record. One day, the balance sheet will be drawn, and then it will be time for pay. I was in the UK while I was schooling. We go to do part-time job. Every Friday is called payday. It's called payday. Payday is coming. And everyone will be paid according to his word. I pray that the Lord himself will find you prepared. Find you worthy. Find you ready. Find me ready when he comes with his reward. So that our coming in church will not be in vain. Archbishop Godwe Awomaba once said, he said, how painful it will be when on that day Satan will come and say to somebody, not be say they go to church that upon all the church where you they go, not be where I did, now you come this way. Somebody say, God forbid. I pray you will never be a victim, and I will never be a victim of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Right on your feet, I'm closing.
Can you begin to talk to God and tell him areas where you have been unprepared?
Tell God, please, I am sorry. I decide to reposition myself. I want to reposition myself. You have opened my eyes to see areas where I am falling back, where I have not been able to measure up. Oh God, have mercy on me. If this is your decision, I expect you to run forward to this altar and join me in my prayer of faith for you, that the Lord can rekindle his fire in you and make you that which would that person who will be counted among the wise and banquet attendants and not the foolish. Can you come forward and say, God, I surrender to you. I have realized myself. I know areas I have fallen short. Now that I've opened my eyes to see it, I want to make amends. I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to surrender to you. I want to embrace you afresh. If that be your decision, run forward. I don't have the luxury of time. The Lord will have me invite you this morning. He wants you to make a renewed commitment. Enter into a new covenant with him. Covenant to be committed. Covenant to be faithful. There are some of us who used to sing in choir today. We are in the congregation. The Lord is calling you. Why don't you return to him? Why don't you go back to that which you know you were doing for the Lord? Why don't you take a decision for this God who has called you? Remember, a day is coming. A day of accountability is coming. A day when we stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming to give account of our stewardship here on earth. Are you going to be found wanting? If you have come forward, just spend a few minutes. Talk to God. You know the area where you have taken a decision with him today. Just commit that area into it and ask him, grant me grace. Grant me grace. Grant me grace. Grant me grace to wake up. The devil's desire is to ensure that we pass through the church and go to hell. The devil's desire is to ensure that in spite of coming to church, we miss heaven. Yes. Those bridegroom, they find out we're foolish, we are duly invited. They put on the wedding garments, and yet, because they were not prepared, they missed out. Can you rededicate your life to God today? Tell him to start afresh with you. Tell him to rekindle his fire in you. Tell him to rekindle his fire in you.
Tell him to get you prepared afresh. Tell him you don't want to miss this banquet that he has gone to prepare for. In John chapter 14, he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone there, I will come back and take you to myself. That where I am, there you will be. Enter into agreement with God. Ask him to grant you grace to be committed from now on. So that when he comes, you will not miss your reward. Thank you, our Father. Unto you I dedicate this, your sons and daughters. They have not come to meet me, but you. And your word says, as many that will come to you, you will not cast away. Accept these ones. Rekindle your fire in their bones. Grant them grace to be rededicated afresh today. Help them, O God, not to miss that banquet that you are going to prepare for us. Grant them grace to surmount and overcome every satanic tendencies that causes frustration, that want to dismember them from being what you desire them to be. Lord, grant them that grace. I cover these wounds with the blood of Jesus. I ask that this word of yours that they've had today will not stand against them on the day of judgment, but that it will work for their salvation and they will get the benefits thereof. For daughters who have had me, and yet, because of one reason or the other, couldn't come forward, but they are taking a decision in their heart to rededicate themselves to you, to be recommitted to you. Lord, grant them the grace to live up to that bidding in the name of Jesus Christ. Every area of our lives where Satan is fighting with his evil fan to ensure that we do not merit your salvation, we disconnect ourselves from them all in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover your people with the unction of your anointing. I ask, O God, that this message will not stand against anyone on the day of judgment, but that you work for our salvation. Your name will be glorified forever. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Thank you very much. Those who came forward, ensure you meet Sister Nkechi. Register your name with her. We want to continue from there. We'll pray along with you. We'll find time to meet with you and interact with you. So please ensure that you give your name to her. Very important. Please. Right away, we are going to take the Thanksgiving of the Ekerara before we take that of Brother Alex. Today marks the 1-year memorial.